A new internet phenomenon takes videos from YouTube, recitals, music, how-tos, random sound clips, and mashes them up into new creations. It might start with raw ingredients, like this bass riff in C minor from a guy in what appears to be his bedroom. And add an amateur pianist playing Beethoven.
Kibasa.
And a kibasa lesson. Throw in a Moog synthesizer and a Game Boy console, a couple of drummers, a classical quartet, a quintet, an a cappella singer demoing her new tune, a rapper, and several other players, all doing different songs and grooves. And if we put it together, we get a mess. But Israeli DJ and musician Ophir Kutiel, known as Kutiman, gets something different. Kutiman released his mashup video album called Through You just over a week ago in an email to 20 friends. He asked them to keep it under wraps until he could do a little tweaking, but it leaked. And how? Now some of the tracks have been viewed hundreds of thousands of times, and many of the original source videos are getting thousands of hits too. Kutiman told me it all started with internet trolling.
I was going through YouTube and I checked some music videos just to pick up some new licks for the guitar and piano. And I ran across this drummer explaining how to play this funky groove. And it was so funky, just him playing and talking. I said, all it's missing is, you know, some music. So I thought to myself, I'll take the video and I play the rest of the music and it's going to be great fun. And I did it and I really liked the result. So I decided to do another one. And on the second one, just before I plugged, you know, my bass guitar to play, I was thinking, like, why should I play the bass? Why? Maybe I can find on YouTube somebody play bass and I put it on it. And from then on, you know, just fell in love with the idea and just I did the whole thing.
I've been looking at a bunch of the videos in there. It's a lot of fun to see this collection of people from all over the place. And on the song This Is What It Became, we see a guy playing bass. And what I like is he's clearly, I guess, in his house. And you see a diploma behind him from DePaul University. So you get a little sense of the backstory of the people, too.
Yeah, you can see all kind. You know, if you watch it, I know, like, every frame by heart now. But you can find all kind of small things. Like, you know, this is what really made me love it, too.
There are like a zillion instruments being played, and not just instruments on this song. There's all sorts of other stuff going on here, too. A dub box, a dub siren, a little sort of mechanical monster. How are you finding these things? I mean, if you're searching on YouTube, it's one thing to search for, you know, cello or trombone, but how are you finding the monster?
You know, I think the beautiful thing with YouTube is the related videos. So once you get to, like, I don't know, a toy piano, just type a toy piano or something like this, you get a list of related videos of all sorts of crazy things. You know, it's endless.
When you're putting these YouTube videos together, combining them to make this one song, I'm assuming you must have to be pitch shifting tempo to make them all line up. There's no way these people could all be playing in the same key at the same tempo.
Well, actually, I think in the whole album, I pitch shift, I think, maybe two or three movies, and even only one semitone or something. I really did my best not to pitch shift and not to, you know, only cut and paste.
How long did all of this take you to put together?
About 2 months, but with no food and no sunlight.
You were locked inside?
Yes.
But you're a musician yourself and a producer. Didn't it get boring at some point to be working just with other people's, at times, pretty lousy recordings of themselves making music?
Actually, the other way around. After I finished this project, it looked to me really boring to play something myself. I don't know, to compose a song or something, to play guitar and play bass, and really looked boring to me. I said, "Why? Well, it has no video and it has no person in it and it has no other life in it." And so, really, the other way around. It was fascinating to work on it, and I think it's the most incredible project I've ever worked on. I really had a great, great time.
Well, Ophir Koutiel, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for telling us about your creation here on Through You.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Ophir Koutiel says so far he's had no complaints from the musicians whose videos he's used, and he says some have actually formed new musical communities because of his mashups. You can check out the mashup for the song we were talking about and get links to his video collection titled Through You at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.